It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cycle, the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Thea one, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, it is almost time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, we ring in the second half of a six-game set between the home Brooklyn Cyclones and the visiting Hudson Valley Renegades. Hey, everyone, what's going on with Justin Rock? I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for joining us. If you were with us last night over on the TV side of things on SNY, you know that the game did not go Brooklyn's way, to say the least. Hudson Valley captured their first win of the series courtesy of a 16-3 win. Renegades had 16 runs on 18 hits. They put up a 5 spot in the top of the first off of your Danny Ventura, and then never really looked back from there. Now, that is not to say it was all bad for Brooklyn, because Nick LaRusso put together his second multi-home run game of the season with a couple of solo shots. And Justin, even though he had to depart the game early due to getting hit by a pitch in the helmet, still obviously a very good sign to see LaRusso continuing to really showcase that pop like he has all year long.
Yeah, and you hope with LaRusso the situation is nothing more than a couple of days on the mend and hopefully back in the lineup for Brooklyn as quickly as tomorrow. Was actually originally supposed to be in the lineup today. It was a late scratch. Spoke to Nick after the game yesterday. He said he was feeling good, looked good. But a guy who has played as well as he has this year, obviously going to err on the side of caution. But LaRusso has been nothing short of outstanding this season. And you're really happy he had a multi-home run game in the television broadcast, because he is a guy that a lot of Mets fans and fans who follow the Mets minor league system maybe don't know the name a whole lot. He's not in the top 30 list, but he has had an outstanding season this year, a very professional hitter, and going to be very exciting to see what's in store for Nick LaRusso, and he's back in the lineup for Brooklyn and throughout the rest of the season.
He's up to 6 home runs on the season now, but as Justin alluded to, not in the lineup tonight for precautionary reasons. As far as tonight's matchup is concerned, pitching-wise, it's an arm for Brooklyn that has been nothing short of spectacular all season. Douglas Orellana making his 9th appearance, 5th start of the season. Orellana at a 1.23 ERA. Brooklyn hasn't gotten him a win yet, though. He has no wins and no losses coming into play. We'll see if that changes tonight. On the flip side for the Renegades, it's somebody the Yanks took in the 3rd round by the name of Kyle Carr, a lefty. The southpaw has struggled, to say the least, so far in 2024. ERA of nearly 6.5 through his 7 starts. So will Carr take a turn for the better for his 2024, or will Orellana continue his dominant start to the season? We will all find out in a matter of moments. Game 4 of 6, Subway Series South Atlantic League version. We'll step aside when we come back, check in with one of the newer members of the Cyclones who shoved on Wednesday, Cade Morris. We'll hear from him after the break on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Moving right along here on the Cyclones Radio Network, getting closer to first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. But before we get there, time for our interview for tonight. We have the pleasure of being joined by Cade Morris. We're very grateful for his time. Cade, how are you today?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm out here getting my work in, getting ready for another start.
So let's rewind back to your first start at the high A level with the Cyclones. Came back on Wednesday, the matinee. Did you expect it to go as well as it did?
All I can do is prepare, you know, go every single day, go at it, get my all out effort. And all I can do is, you know, just prepare great. You know, I can't control what I can't control. So when I get in the game, you know, I'm just trying to compete and win a game for my team. So, you know, I'm prepared to win, and I envision things like that. Envisioning success, you know, you are what you think. So, yeah, I did want to, you know, shove a little bit, and I did, so that was good.
You go six innings of one run ball, seven strikeouts. For you, was there a noticeable difference as far as the quality of batters you were seeing versus what you were looking at down at St. Lucie?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say the quality of batters changed or anything. I would say, you know, I'm always trying to read the hitter, read swings, read the game. So nothing really changed there. I don't really try to get into, you know, guys' averages, you know, guys. You know, I just try to see some guys' holes, read the scouting report a little bit, but I don't get too caught up in who I'm facing that day. You know, it really doesn't matter.
Totally. Where were you when you found out you'd be coming up to join the Cyclones?
Yeah, we just took a loss in St. Lucie, and I was kind of, you know, in a bad mood. You know, we lost like five in a row and just kind of, you know, bad mood. But I got called in the office and they just say, hey, Cade, you know, you're going to Brooklyn.
Right.
Be happy. So I was like, all right, let's go. So. That was an awesome experience.
Obviously, from California, went to Nevada. I know you had a brief stint in the Cape League, but is this really your first true time with a large sample size pitching in the Northeast?
Yeah, 100%. I did pitch in the Cape Cod. I loved it. Cape Cod was awesome place to pitch. But yeah, this is the full-blown East now, and this is everything I thought it would be. You know, this is awesome.
Let's rewind back to your Nevada days. What did you learn the most about yourself as a pitcher during your time there?
Yeah, I think there was just, you know, I need to do all the little things right. I think that everybody has good enough talent to be here, but it's the guys who are going to put all the little things together. I think that's the people who separate from one another, and the guy that, you know, goes about his work every single day. Don't miss a day. That's my mentality, and, you know, I picked that up in college, you know, being around older guys, five-year, six-year guys, and in college because of COVID and stuff, you know, they passed down information and just absorbing it and being a sponge of the game. You know, that's all it's about.
You mentioned that sort of preparation process earlier on. For you personally, what does that prep process kind of look like?
Yeah, you know, I try to damage my body as much as possible the day after the start, you know, just feel like completely wiped out, and then get good recovery into my bullpen. My bullpen will be tomorrow, and get into, like, really, really good work in the bullpen, treat it game as like as possible, and then get ready to roll, get the body recovered for start day.
This has been a Brooklyn staff that, statistically speaking, has been really sharp so far this season. How have you been able to kind of pick the brains of your teammates to add to your own game?
Yeah, just asking them, you know, what are hitters' tendencies? What are a lot of things you see in this league? What are the kind of swings you see? You know, being able to talk to Jonah, you know, super dominant guy, and just kind of being able to pick his brain and say, hey, what have you seen? I got to spend some time with him in St. Lucie, so that relationship's already there. And then also, like, getting a hold of, like, Douglas and, like, those guys and asking them, hey, what do you see? That's been the biggest part, and just, like, getting a part of the team while being here.
From an organizational standpoint,
when you were in St. Lucie versus now here at the higher level in Brooklyn. Has the messaging been pretty consistent, or is there anything that since you've come up over the course of the past week that you've sort of picked up on that maybe wasn't necessarily the case when you were in single A?
Yeah, I think the message has been relayed throughout the whole org. You know, everybody wants to be, you know, just the dominant pitcher, get outs, and just be a dog. You know, I think a lot of the time in spring training, it was just a lot of dogs walking around. You
right.
Able to pick brains, and you know, the whole org has this mentality of, you know, we're gonna turn this thing around. We're gonna be, you know, the guys. So I think that message has been throughout the whole org, and it's been widely spread. It's been good.
Awesome. Last one for you, Cade. I know you've spoken before about how you like to possess that Mamba mentality, right? So explain to me, for you, what does that exactly kind of look like?
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to think about anything when I'm on the mound. I'm trying to be completely in the flow state. And that, you know, Kobe Bryant said it best, you know, that Mamba mentality. If he steps between those lines, he steps on that court, he's a different guy. He separates. You know, but then when you get off the field, you got to be, you know, I got to be a boyfriend. I got to be a son.
Right.
I can't be that intense guy. So just being able to focus it all on the field and be that guy on the field makes me, you know, more intense. And I wouldn't want to face me either, you know.
I wouldn't either. All right. Well, that's Cade Morris. Cade, thank you so much for the time and looking forward to the next start.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We'll have more on the Cyclones pregame show coming up after a short break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Thanks so much.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink, every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse, with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on 5 special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It's time for baseball on this Friday night. Welcome back out to Maimonides Park alongside Johnny Gademowitz. I'm Justin Rock. Douglas Orellana warming up on the mound for the Cyclones as he gets set to make the start tonight for Brooklyn. As you take a look at tonight's starting lineup, first for the visiting Hudson Valley Renegades, put together by their manager Nick Ortiz, leading off and playing left field, Jace Avina. Jared Cerna will bat second and play short. Yorbeat Bibas, 5-for-5 last night, hits third and will play second. Minor league rehabber Tyler Hartman cleans up as the DH. Omar Martinez also drove in 5 yesterday. He'll bat fifth and play first base. Rafael Flores, the catcher, is in the 6th hole after that scary injury on Wednesday. Garrett Martin hits third in right. Josh Moylan is the third baseman in the 8th hole, and Cole Gabrielson bats 9th in center. Douglas Orellana on the mound for Brooklyn tonight. You look at the numbers for Doogie so far this year: 6'1", 226 pounds, 22 years old from Caracas, Venezuela, making his 9th appearance and 5th start of the season. Jace Avina will lead things off for Hudson Valley in the top of the first. He's ready. Orellana's ready. Our first pitch of the ball game is a fastball high at 91, and we are underway at 7:01 Eastern Time. Avina 3-for-5 last night, a double and 3 RBIs, and he takes the fastball inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Avina hitting at 310, 4 homers, 22 batted in. Enters play today, leading the league in doubles and top 3 in OPS and extra base hits. There's the first strike from Orellana. Douglas, no record this year. A 1.23 ERA, however, among pitchers in the league with 29 or more innings, that is the second lowest, as Avina takes outside. Orellana, that 1.23 ERA, also 6th lowest across all of minor league baseball among pitchers with at least 29 innings of work. The 3-1, high and inside ball 4, and an inauspicious start to the night for Douglas Orellana, a leadoff walk. Let's take a look at Brooklyn defensively tonight behind Orellana. Left to right in the outfield, Karel Paz, Stanley Consuegra, and Nick Morabito. Third to first around the infield, Jeffrey De Los Santos, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, and Mateo Gill, with Chris Suero, the catcher, behind the plate. Jared Cerna, the shortstop, is a late add to the lineup yesterday, and he takes high 1-0. Rock Riggio was a late scratch in yesterday's contest. Cerna hitting 250, 7 homers, 26 RBIs, 1-for-5 last night with a 2-bagger. Orellana's 1-0, and Cerna takes a called strike at the letters. Delayed call there from tonight's home plate umpire, Jared Neal. John Forster on the bags tonight. Orellana steps off and throw over, and a dive back by Avina. Orellana tied his season long, 5 innings in his last start. 1 run, 5 hits, no decision against Bowling Green. 1 walk, struck out 6 in that ball game. The 1-1, and Cerna, a line drive right field, a base hit. Rounding second, heading to third, Avina. Throw in by Morabito, cut off by Lugo. So a walk and a single is how Hudson Valley starts the night. And after 16 runs on 18 hits yesterday, Johnny, it feels like the Renegades have picked up where they left off.
Certainly, and Jared Serna, a little bit of a celebratory fist bump for him after that single. It had been a little bit of a rough go for him in the series up until this point. Just 1-for-5 yesterday. That was his first base hit of the series, and for someone who has been red hot over the past couple weeks, felt like it was only a matter of time until he was going to start to get more involved.
Brings up your beat, Bibas, who was a terror last night for Hudson Valley. Six trips to the plate, was on base all six times, and Orellana misses high. Douglas been very good with his command this year. Walk rate hovering right around 10%. Only walked one in his last start, but only three of his first nine pitches have been strikes. 1-0, and Bibas takes a curveball for strike one. Bibas 5-for-5 last night with five RBI. And a double, walked, scored three times in the game. 5-for-8 this week as part of his minor league rehab assignment. The 1-1 floated out towards right field. Towards the line, Morabito makes the catch. Tagging from third was Avina. Ball got over the head of Suero, but a great job backing up by Orellana. Jace Avina, respecting the arm of Morabito and Wright, might have been able to score with that ball sailing over the catcher's head. But exactly what Orellana needed for the first down of the night. So runners stay at the corners for Tyler Hardman. Did not play yesterday. One of the three rehabbers right now on the Hudson Valley roster. Hardman 0-for-3 on Wednesday with a walk, as DH'd all three games this week. As a called strike, throw down a second by Suero, and they won't try and make a tag after Avina bluffed a go from third. So a strike to Hardman, but Jared Serna, a stolen base, is fifth. Hardman 0-for-6 this week with Hudson Valley, 4-for-29 in eight rehab games so far this year. The 0-1, and a called strike from Orellana, 0-2. Hardman's dealt with a cacophony of injuries. Started the year on the IL at AA Somerset, coming back from Tommy John surgery during the offseason. Also missed a big chunk of time last year with a broken right hand. And time called by Hardman right as Orellana was about to deliver the 0-2 pitch.
Yeah, and I think Douglas wasn't really a fan of that. Looked a little bit frustrated that the home plate umpire and Jared Neal granted that time call.
One thing that nobody is frustrated about tonight is the weather. Right now, 77 degrees on Coney Island. The 0-2, just a bit down and away. Good pitch. Ball and two strikes. Looked like he caught the lower outside corner. But Orellana doesn't get the call. 9 mph wind gusts right now. American flag out in center, blowing a bit towards the third base line. 1-2 pitch, and he got him. Struck him out on the curveball. First strikeout tonight for Orellana, and a big out number two in the first inning.
Well, that's more like it as far as what we've seen from Douglas all season long. 41 strikeouts in just 29 innings and change coming into play tonight. Picks up his first right there.
That K brought to you by our friends at BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Omar Martinez also had an incredible game last night, takes a strike. And the count 0-1, Martinez hit the longest home run I've ever seen in right field in this ballpark in the bottom of the first inning that really set the tone for what would be the rest of the night for Hudson Valley. The 0-1, and Martinez pulls a foul ball down the line. Missed by a matter of inches, 0-2. Martinez hitting .250, 5 homers, 16 RBIs. But last night, 2-for-4, a double, a homer, and 5 RBIs. 10 of the 16 runs that were scored yesterday by the Renegades were brought in by just two guys, Martinez and Bibas. Orellana trying to strand a pair. The 0-2 pitch and a fastball up and away. 94 on the gun that time, a ball and two strikes.
Yeah, you can be sure that Brooklyn pitching coach Dan McKinney, pregame with Douglas, had an extended conversation, I bet, about Bibas and Martinez. Five RBIs apiece for each of them.
Just don't see that all that often. 1-2. Martinez taps it foul. Put that in perspective. Those two had five RBI each for Hudson Valley last night. The season high for RBI in a game this year by a Brooklyn player is three. See Dan McKinney there towards the home plate side of the dugout. The 1-2, and he got him to chase the high fastball. 93 up by the ear hole for Martinez. And a great job by Orellana working into and out of trouble in a scoreless first inning. No runs, a hit, two men left at the end of a half an inning. Hudson Valley nothing, and Brooklyn coming to bat on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Kyle Carr on the mound for Hudson Valley tonight. The left-hander, one of the top prospects in the Yankees organization, the top prospect on this Hudson Valley roster right now, according to Baseball America and MLB.com. Carr, the lefty, standing at 6'1", 185 pounds, just 21 years old, from La Jolla, California. Quick run-through of the Brooklyn lineup he'll face tonight. Morabito to lead things off. He'll be followed by Consuegra, then Tillian. Following those three, Lugo, Lara, Gill, and then De Los Santos, Suero, and Paz round out the order. First pitch from Kyle Carr to Nick Morabito. This is down and away for ball one. Morabito did pick up a base hit last night, 1-for-4 with a walk. 1-0. And Morabito slaps it down the line of foul ball. Count 1-1. Morabito hitting at 300 with Brooklyn. No homers with an RBI. Overall, 359 on the year. At the ninth highest average in minor league baseball. Kyle Carr, the lefty on the mound for Hudson Valley tonight. Yankees number 11 prospect by MLB Pipeline. Number 12 by Baseball America. The southpaw is 1-1, and Morabito pulls it on the ground to short. Fielded by Cerna to his right, nearly pulls Martinez off the bag. But a good stretch to the outfield side for the first out. Let's look at the Renegades defensively tonight. Behind Carr, left to right of the outfield, Jay Savina, Cole Gabrielson, and Garrett Martin. Third to first around the infield, Josh Moylan, Jared Cerna, Yorbeet Bibas, and you just heard from Omar Martinez. With Rafael Flores after that scary incident on Wednesday afternoon back in the lineup behind the plate. Brings up Stanley Consuegra, and he takes low 1-0. Consuegra did reach base last night with a walk, just 1-for-6 to start the series. The 1-0, and a pitch outside, two balls and no strikes. Carr making his eighth start, been a bumpy beginning to his pro career. 0-2 record, a 6.49 ERA, just 32 hits allowed, and 26 in a third innings. As Consuegra takes down and in, it's three balls and no strikes.
This is the highest up we're seeing Stanley in the lineup so far this week, has occupied exclusively the number five spot in the order.
3-0. There's a called strike, and it's something interesting. I don't know if he was doing this last night, but Kinsuegra, a little bit of a difference in his batting stance. Normally wags that bat up in the air above his head, now resting that bat on his back shoulder. The 3-1 pitch is a called strike, and the count full. I don't know if that's something that Eduardo Nunez or Gilbert Gomez has worked with him with, maybe to try and improve some of that bat speed. Get him started a little bit quicker. The payoff pitch. Outside corner, got him looking, and Stanley can't believe it. Nodding his head, talking with the home plate umpire, Jared Neal. Kinsuegra hasn't been a fan of a lot of those ball and strike calls he's received all season. And that probably won't help his cause. Did look like it was a tad bit outside. But a strikeout for Carr is first. So now Junior Tillian, the base is empty and two out. And he takes inside and low, 1-0. Tillian, 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI last night. Hitting at 219 on the year. 10 runs batted in. 1-0 outside, two balls and no strikes. But Carr, a 0-2 record, a 6.49 ERA. Has walked more than he had struck out coming into the night. 23 walks to 22 Ks. 2-0. And Tillian fights it off the screws. Nice play by Martinez to his left. And he'll tap the pillow to close out a 1-2-3 inning. So Kyle Carr, a 1-2-3 12 pitch bottom of the first. We're through one here on this Friday night. No score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the second inning. No score on this Friday night from Coney Island. Great to see King Henry down on the field having some fun with our photographers and camera folks. Rafael Flores, Garrett Martin, Josh Moylan. Three due up for Hudson Valley. In the top of the second inning, Oriana stranding a couple in scoring position in the first. And Rafael Flores' first swing back in the lineup fouls it well out of play to the right, 0-1.
Well, if there's one thing these Renegades have shown over the course of the past game and change now with these early at-bats here, they're being aggressive. If they see a pitch they like, they're going to go get it.
0-1 to count the pitch. High 1-1. Flores, first time he's played since Wednesday afternoon, only had one at-bat left in the bottom of the third inning. It was a scary scene on a play in which Brooklyn scored to tie that game at one. A ball got away on a throw to the plate as Flores takes a strike, 1-2. Jackson Fristo backed up the throw to the plate that got away from Flores as the tying run scored. Nick Morabito had the base hit, broke for second base, and the ball got away. And the throw from Fristo from the backstop to second base went off the very back of Flores' head and ricocheted off the netting up the third base line. Flores was down for a while. The 1-2 pitch fouled off the catcher, Suero. 1-2, and that's something that also happened to Flores before that ball went off his head. Got a hard foul ball off the mask. I want to say Carlos Oviedo was at the plate when that happened, but it was a scary scene with Flores down on the dirt for a while. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. And Flores was back in the dugout by the end of the ball game on Wednesday. And obviously, okay enough to be back in the lineup tonight. 2-2 pitch. High and a count full. Flores hitting .265, two homers, 18 RBIs. The righties pay off, outside ball four. So Orellana issues his second leadoff walk of the night. You look at the numbers for Douglas so far this year, only the fourth time in nine appearances he's allowed more than one walk in an outing. So Flores is on. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Garrett Martin. Another guy who has dealt with injury, played his first game since April the 25th. On Wednesday afternoon, only played five or so innings as he takes a fastball under the arm, strike one. Went 0-for-2 with a strikeout before Cole Gabrielson came on for him. Suffered an injury trying to leg out a ball to first base. The 0-1. Way outside. And the count even 1-1. Martin hitting at .208. 10 for 48. No homers, 9 RBIs. Undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees last year out of Austin Peay. The 1-1. Soft ground ball to short. Fielded there by Lugo on a second for one relay. Back to first by Tillian. In time, double play. And just like that, the leadoff walk erased. Two down. So Orellana induces his first double play of the year. A big smile on the face of Mateo Gil as Josh Moylan steps in. Moylan last played on Wednesday. Lefty batter out of East Carolina. And he takes inside 1-0. Moylan hitting .220, a homer, 10 RBIs. Had a 14-game on base streak snapped in that game on Wednesday. The 1-0. Moylan takes a called strike. Count even at one. Brooklyn wearing the... They were described by Joe Vasile, the voice of the Renegades, as the Cyclone City Connect uniforms, and I can't even argue. As Moylan, a check swing, rolls up the third base line, barehanded by Orellana, and flings it up the right field line. But Moylan going to stay put at first base, so no harm, no foul, on what will assuredly be ruled an infield base hit. Well, I think Moylan could have from now until the end of the season to try and bunt a ball like that, maybe not have the same level of success that he did on that check swing. But he'll pick up a knock, and the Renegades have a two-out base runner.
Still, nonetheless, impressive athleticism by Orellana to track it down and do his best to try to make a play.
Looked like he hesitated just a little bit on whether or not to make that throw as the breaking ball misses downstairs to Gabrielson, 1-0. Gabrielson 3-for-5 last night, a double and an RBI. 4-for-10 in the series, hitting at .208. No long balls, 5 batted in. 1-0. High, 2 balls and no strikes. And even the Mets have recognized these uniforms as the Cyclones version of a City Connect after the Mets released theirs earlier this season. Mets player development, Twitter and Instagram accounts, 2-0, runner starts and stops. As a called strike, makes it 2-1. Posting the Salt City uniforms that Syracuse wears at AAA, some specialty uniforms that Binghamton wears at AA, and of course these amazing blue and orange uniforms that Brooklyn wears that displays the City Skyline on the back as Gabrielson fouls it away, 2-2. A blue uniforms, Brooklyn and orange script across the chest. Orange numerals front and back with a white border. Royal blue on the back of that jersey, and you see the white around the shoulders. The blue fades into that white, showing off the New York City and Brooklyn skyline. See it a little bit there on the back of Mateo Gil at first base, and John Vaughn, the bench coach, in the first base dugout. A step off and a throw over. And Moylan back. One on, two out, top of the second. No score on this Friday night, nearing the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. Scoreless game. 2-2. High heater. Full three balls and two strikes. And if anything, Hudson Valley has done a good job making Orellana work these first two innings. This will be his 39th pitch. Top of the lineup, and Jay Savina is on deck. Runner goes, the payoff, high ball four. So Orellana has already matched his season high in walks. Through an inning and two-thirds, his third free pass of the night. The Renegades with two on and two out for a dangerous hitter in Jay Savina. Avina mentioned the three-hit game last night, walked, was stranded at third in the first. Yankees number 28 prospect right now, according to MLB Pipeline. Righty-righty matchup, and Avina out in front, and the count 0-1. One of the things didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday on the broadcast. Tried bringing it up while Avina was up during one of his plate appearances, but no headshot for Avina in Hudson Valley. So we have gone to an alternate as Avina laid on the heater 0-2. And it's not the normal Renegades mascot. Usually you see that here at our ballpark. Don't have a headshot, put up the minor league mascot. But instead it is a little-known mascot named Dandy that, believe it or not, used to be roaming Yankee Stadium. Yes, the Yankees once had a mascot. The 0-2, check swing, he did not go. And the entire crowd groans as John Forster makes the call. And he turns his head towards the Brooklyn dugout, who probably reading him the riot act. But Avina stays alive, 1-2. Yeah, the Yankees did have a mascot. Wasn't very long, though. 1-2 pitch on the inside corner, strike three called. Well, Orellana might have gotten a break there, given a couple inches off the inside corner. But it all counts the same as the side retired. For Hudson Valley in the second, no runs, a hit, two left at the end of one and a half, still scoreless on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the second inning, Kyle Carr back to the mound here for Hudson Valley. Fans, a reminder, calling all kids, the only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under are invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by our good friends at Sledge House Media. All you have to do, read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Big swing and a miss by William Lugo to start the bottom of the second in the count 0-1. Kyle Carr, a 1-2-3 bottom half of the first inning tonight. The lefty's 0-1, and Lugo taps it foul in the box. Lugo hitless last night, did reach with a walk. 0-for-7 in the series, batting average at just a .153. Does have a home run and 14 RBI. Rests that bat on his back shoulder. The 0-2, and Lugo pulls it foul. Stays 0-2. Carr, the lefty. Yankees third round pick last year out of Palomar College in San Marcos, California. Got off to a solid start this year at a 3.77 ERA in four April starts as Lugo a foul tip and Flores couldn't hang on. So stays at 0-2.
That's the second time in this at-bat alone, Justin, that Flores is sort of set up in the upper portion of the zone and the pitch itself has been downstairs. Not sure if Carr has just missed his spot a couple times or whatnot.
The 0-2, and Lugo hits it sharply. Nice pick at third by Moylan to his left. And he'll throw out Lugo for the first out of the inning. Well, Lugo hit a sizzler. But Josh Moylan, who played first base on Wednesday, looks mighty fine in his first chance at the hot corner tonight. And there's one down in the bottom of the second inning. Wilfredo Lara came on as a pinch runner last night after Nick LaRusso was hit with a pitch in the seventh inning, went 0-for-1. Lara hitting a .179, a homer, 11 batted in. 19 for 106, the first pitch, a called strike. But Carr, even with that sub-4 ERA in April, still had his ups and downs, had more walks than strikeouts during that month. Has turned that around in May. 9 walks to 12 Ks as the slider outside. But the ERA through his first 3 starts and 12 innings in May is just a tick below 10. Has allowed 17 runs. Only 13 have been earned. As a fastball by Lara at 91. And the count 1-2. And it's interesting, Carr. You look at the scouting report for the lefty. A lot of the talk, a guy who sits 92, 95, can touch 97. But so far this year has predominantly sat in the lower 90s. The 1-2 outside, 92 on the gun, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, that's where it's been pretty consistently tonight.
He is a guy that has dealt with injury. Missed his senior year of high school at San Marcos with Tommy John surgery. Redshirted his true freshman year at the University of San Diego. As Lara takes down and in the count full. Dealt with a broken hand his redshirt freshman season with the Toreros. And then last year was a two-way player at Palomar College and suffered a torn labrum in his shoulder while he was a hitter. Payoff pitch. Lara slaps it the opposite way. And that's through into right field for the Cyclones' first base hit. Nice job of hitting by the 20-year-old infielder. Just served it the other way, and Brooklyn one on with one out. So that'll bring up Mateo Gil, doubled last night for Brooklyn. One for 11 this week since he's returned. 188 overall this year in the South Atlantic League in 15 games. 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, and a home run hack through an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Count 0-1. Gill had a brief four-game stint at AA Binghamton. I was up there for about 17, 18 days. Largely coming back to Brooklyn to get some more opportunities in the lineup as a throwback to first, and Lauren dives in. Gill, a veteran that can play a little bit of everywhere, all around the infield. You can plug and play him at all four infield spots, even shortstop. The 0-1 hit on the ground left side. Nice play by Moylan to his left. Overhand throw to second. Bobbled and dropped by Bibas. Everybody safe. That whole play was an adventure. Moylan cut in front of the shortstop, Serna, trying to make an overhand throw to get Lara at second base. Seemed to sort of squirt out of the third baseman's hand, and Bibas never quite had it cleanly. So we'll see if they give an error on that play, and indeed they do. So it'll be a fielder's choice and a throwing error on the third baseman, Moylan. So Brooklyn, their best opportunity so far tonight. Two on and one out. One of the guys we highlighted in the Instedium pregame show, Jeffrey De Los Santos. Lefty offers, and Jeffrey fouls it towards the third base seats. De Los Santos, 1-for-3 with a double last night. Good start in this series, 3-for-10. Six-game hitting streak as well, 7 for his last 21. Wind beginning to howl a little bit off the ocean towards third base. As a front door slider in there, 0-2. De Los Santos hitting .194 in 18 games with the Cyclones. Six doubles, a homer, 8 RBIs. So 7 of his 12 hits gone for extra bases. Lara at second. Gill the runner at first. Carr's 0-2. And a breaking ball down and away. Good block by Flores. A ball and two strikes. Hudson Valley, the Yankees-esque road grays tonight. Hudson Valley and Navy across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a white border. Gray pants down to the ankles for Carr. Black and white New Balance cleats buried into the stadium mound. Navy cap, Navy bill. Hudson Valley going back to an older school logo this year. Throw to second base, and Lara does get his hand in there ahead of a potential tag from Serna. But no longer that HV interlocking logo with the raccoon tail underneath. 30th anniversary of Hudson Valley Renegades baseball this year. So the old logo with the new color scheme. The 1-2 pitch down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Still have that raccoon head on top of a big block H. And two baseball bats underneath that H made to mimic the letter V on the front of that Navy cap. 2-2 on Jeffrey, the pitch. Floated in the air, third base side, back into his right is Moylan on the warning track, makes the catch. And De Los Santos retired for the second out. So two on and two out for Chris Suero. Had off last night. Made the start in left field on Wednesday, 3-for-6 in the series. 8 for his first 39 with Brooklyn, .205 average, a homer, 5 RBIs. With a .752 OPS overall this year between the two single-A levels. As the breaking ball inside, 1-0 on Suero. Native of the Bronx. Had a big family cheering section right by Brooklyn's first base dugout on the home plate side on Tuesday. 1-0. Inside corner, 1-1. But Suero from the University section of the Bronx. It's been funny. I feel like I've had conversations with three or four people around the ballpark that since Suero has been here this week have come up to me and said, I didn't know I grew up this far away from Chris Suero or lived this far away from him and his family. As there is a strike, one and two. Jim Dolan of the Brooklyn Eagle was telling us about that the other day.
I think he said down the block, too, yeah, so, if I'm not mistaken.
Like George Velasquez, who does a great job with multimedia for us, said he has family that lives not too far away from some members of Chris's family. Two on, two out, the 1-2. Bounces in there, two balls and two strikes. And honestly, one of the best parts of that the last couple of days with Suero has honestly just been the big smile on Chris's face. I mean, a lot of times players, especially at the pro level, try and hide their emotions, but Chris has tried to soak up and enjoy every minute of this. One of New York City's own getting a chance to play as a pro in the five boroughs. Something he's dreamt about for a long time. Prior to this week, had not played an official game in the city in 5 years. The 2-2 pitch. And inside, thought it hit Suero, but must have hit the shin protector of Flores. The way that ball rolled up the first baseline. As the count full at 3-2. The nine-hitter Karell Paz waiting on deck. Brooklyn trying to strike first tonight. Scoreless game in the second inning. The payoff pitch, runners go, and Suero yanks it towards the third base dugout, foul. But Suero, you're talking about last night, Sebastian Keene, starter for the Renegades, grew up in Massachusetts, to high school in Massachusetts, drafted by the Red Sox out of high school, grew up a diehard Yankees fan. Sort of the reverse of Chris Suero, born in the Bronx, grew up in the Bronx, grew up a diehard Red Sox fan. The 3-2, soft ground ball, third base side, tough play for Carr, and he won't even look to make one. Infield base hit for Chris Suero. And the Cyclones have the bases loaded.
Well, the only chance Carr would have had at a play there would be to third base. But Lara going hard on contact made that an impossibility.
No, smart play there by Carr not to make the throw. Would have had to completely turn his body around to make the toss to first base. And now Karell Paz will step in. But before that happens, pitching coach for Hudson Valley, Spencer Medick, out to the mound to have a talk with Carr and Flores. Maybe this a conversation to try and get that confidence up ahead of a big at-bat with the bases loaded. Carr's had to labor in this inning. A 12-pitch first. He's thrown 25 so far in the second. But fans, a reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality, like the Cyclones get on the road, visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com. Call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. So the sacks are saturated with Cyclones. And that brings up Karell Paz, who had his six-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. Went 0 for 4, put the ball in play every time, but could not deliver a run. So Brooklyn with a chance to take the lead. First pitch to Paz, and the lefty takes a called strike. Brooklyn has a team this year with the bases loaded. Hitting 241. 7 for 29. The 0-1, and Paz fights it off the wrists. No balls and two strikes. Paz hitting at 219, a homer, two RBIs. 6 for 26 at the plate since coming off the injured list on the 7th of May. Lara at third, Gill at second, Suero at first, the 0-2 pitch. And a breaking ball outside, 1-2. No action right now in Hudson Valley's bullpen. Despite Carr on the precipice of 30 pitches in the inning. The 1-2. And Paz thought about it. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the base umpire, John Forster. And Paz tagged out by the catcher Flores to end the inning. And Paz still looking back at Forster. The second time we've seen Brooklyn frustrated on an appeal call on a check swing through two innings tonight. So Brooklyn loads the bases but can't convert. No runs, two hits, an error. Three left after two, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Wonder what Jared Cerna is thinking before he comes up to the plate and he has to walk by a guy with a crown. King Henry, the king of Coney Island, and the king of play-by-play for the next couple innings here on the Cyclones Radio Network. We pass the baton to Johnny Gadamoy.
Well, he's probably thinking, do I need to take a bow in front of this guy? First pitch to Cerna, fouls it away. 0-1, no score, top three for the Renegades. 2-3-4 due up in the frame. Jared Cerna, then your beat Bebas, and then Tyler Hardman. Douglas Orellana is Brooklyn's starting pitcher. He's worked around a couple of different jams already tonight as 0-1, a comebacker. Skids off his glove, eats up the second baseman Tillian, who recovers and throws just in time to get the out.
And that was a tricky play. Looked like it sort of skee-balled off the mound there. Had to avoid Douglas Orellana. And then a good job by Tillian in not panicking, staying with that play on the 105-mile-an-hour ground ball.
Yeah, wasn't quite sure if maybe Orellana got a piece on the ricochet, but either way, Tillian was there to make the play at second base, even after he bobbled it initially. Now your beat Bebas takes a first-pitch fastball outside, and it's 1-0. So Orellana, a right-hander, making his fifth start, but his ninth overall appearance of the season. His time called, and the batter Bebas steps out and regathers his thoughts. Coming off a five-hit day. Orellana ready to deal a 1-0. Here it comes. Misses upstairs, two balls and no strikes. And not only did the minor league rehabber in Bebas collect five hits yesterday, but he also had six trips to the base paths. Sprinkled in a walk in there as well. 2-0. Bebas checked his swing, and it's a called strike anyway. Didn't really get the bat too far off the shoulder. So two balls and one strike to the Hudson Valley second baseman. Here it comes. Wave and a miss. Almost fell to a knee in the process. Two balls and two strikes.
There was that bow you were talking about.
So Orellana has Bebas right where he wants him. Lefty batter with a slightly open stance. Here's a 2-2. Chopped on the ground, foul, first base way. And the count will stay right there. So Hudson Valley has already committed an error tonight. This is a battle of two teams that are polar opposites defensively. 2-2 upcoming, belt set. Rocks home, swing and a miss, strike three. Fourth punch out of the night for Orellana. You look at innings number one and two for Douglas so far tonight. And he put the leadoff man on in each of them. Now he retires the first two. First time he has done that in a frame this evening. And it's bases empty and two away for Tyler Hardman. So from one minor league rehabber to another. First toss to Hardman. Breaking ball strike. 0-1. Yeah, but Brooklyn coming into play tonight. 32 errors committed. That's the fewest total in the South Atlantic League. 0-1 hit in the air. Playable for Consuegra in center. Couple of baby steps in. Makes the head high grab to retire the side. So Orellana has his first 1-2-3 frame of the evening. 2.5 into this one from Maimonides Park. No score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Go to the bottom of the third inning. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party. Just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports at oasas.ny.gov. Just heard from Stanley Consuegra. He's due up second in the inning, Johnny.
Yes, he is. It is 1-2-3 for Brooklyn. No score, bottom three. Each squad with two base hits so far tonight. Nick Morabito to get it started. Kyle Carr starts him out with a breaking ball that sits a little bit low for ball one. So Morabito out of the leadoff spot for Brooklyn playing right field tonight. 0-for-1, a ground out to short his first time up. 1-0 home. Morabito swings and slices it foul out of play down the right field line. Ball and a strike. So Nick is cooled down a tad, just 2 for his last 14 at the plate. But the batting average still at 300 since joining Brooklyn at the high A level. 1-1 upcoming. Morabito hits a line drive in the right center field gap for a base hit. He'll take a big turnaround first and stop there. Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the second time tonight. See if they can cash in on it here as Stanley Consuegra steps in with one on and nobody out.
And Morabito just loves serving the ball in right center field. That has been his happy spot since joining the Cyclones. And now it's time to keep an eye on first base with his wheels over there at the back.
And you don't want to play the comparison game too much, Justin, but really similar to what Jet Williams did when he came up here to the high A level a season ago. First pitch to Stanley Consuegra. Misses outside 1-0. Of course, a tall task for Morabito to live up to that kind of hype. Jet certainly had and has a bit more pop. But Morabito has done nothing but impress so far during his career in the Mets organization. 1-0 to Consuegra, takes downstairs, 2 balls, and no strikes. Stanley 0-for-3 yesterday, drew a walk. Trying to get back over the Mendoza line at .197 as things stand now. Alluded to it earlier, Justin, a little bit of a new-look stance for Stanley. Rests the bat off the right shoulder and watches a 2-0 breaking ball without much break. Up and away, 3 balls and no strikes. Yeah, Consuegra really synonymous with that stance where he held the bat really kind of high, angled up over the helmet. Not quite Kevin Youkilis-esque, but not too far away from it. He takes ball 4 in towards the knees. So Carr allows a leadoff single to Morabito and then walks Stanley Consuegra on 4 pitches. Not the situation you want to deal with if you're the southpaw here. Now we'll have to deal with Junior Tillian with 2 on and nobody out in this scoreless tie. Rafael Flores, Hudson Valley's catcher, just at the top of the batter's circle, was hollering out the orders, presumably to not only Carr, but the rest of the Hudson Valley infield as far as how they want to play this here. Morabito on second. Consuegra behind him on first. Lefty arm on the righty bat. First pitch to Tillian is hit on the ground, right side. Second baseman Bibas goes to second in time. That's the only play. So it'll be men on the corners with one away as Consuegra is plucked off the base paths. Tillian reaches safely at first.
And a really good stretch by Serna at the second base bag. That throw from Bibas nearly pulled him off the pillow. But a good job by Serna to make sure they got one.
So 4-6 is how Consuegra's taken off the base paths. Now William Lugo will try to give Brooklyn the first run of the night. All it would take to do that is a deep fly ball here. Takes a first pitch, delayed, called strike, outside corner. 0-1. Lugo drew another walk yesterday, something he has done routinely, up to 35 now on the season. Today's game number 43 for Brooklyn. 0-1. Lugo, hefty hack. Missed it, though. It's 0-2. 0-1 today. Grounded out to third, his first time up. Out of the cleanup spot for the Cyclones. Brooklyn trying to pull back in the win column after they saw their 4-game heater snapped yesterday. 0-2, high and tight to Lugo. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Lugo does have a big hole on the right side because Omar Martinez, Hudson Valley's first baseman, is covering the bag, keeping Tillian as close to it as possible. Junior only about 2 strides off. 1-2, wave and a miss. Lugo fooled on the off-speed. Big-time strikeout for Kyle Carr, his third of the evening, and that was out number 2 here in the top of the third.
That might be one of the best pitches we've seen from Carr all night long. Good changeup down and away. Had some late life down in the zone, and Lugo swung over the top.
Now Wilfredo Lara next. Came on as a pinch runner yesterday to replace Nick LaRusso after he was hit by a pitch in the helmet. First pitch, Lara hits a line drive over the glove of a leaping shortstop, Bibas, and Brooklyn takes the lead. Morabito in to score. Wilfredo Lara, an RBI single to right center. And it's 1-0 Brooklyn here in the bottom of the third. Bibas at second, tried to time it up, but couldn't quite get enough hops underneath it. And Brooklyn out in front, 1-0.
Well, 2 at-bats from Lara today and a couple of base hits to the right side. Love the approach, trying to serve it the other way. Now the Cyclones have struck first.
Good piece of hitting by Lara, who picks up the ribby, and now Mateo Gil tries to keep it moving. So first and second, 2 gone. Brooklyn ahead, 1-0. Has to feel good for a squad that was taken down 16-3 yesterday. Gil takes outside, 1-0. Mateo reached on a fielder's choice his first time through tonight. Has Tillian on second, Lara behind him on first. Less and less daylight to go around with each passing minute here on Coney Island. 1-0, Gil ropes it down the third base line, but foul. Fan almost made a nice play. sort of reaching over that barricade to try to make the catch. Couldn't do it, though. Very loud foul ball off the bat of Gill. And now it is 1-1. Lefty arm Carr set at his stomach. Glance back towards second. Kicks and deals. Gill fouls it away, this time down the right side. And it's 1-2. Mateo's fourth game since rejoining Brooklyn at the high A level. You mentioned it earlier, Justin, that brief stint with Binghamton where the playing time was scarce. Opportunity to see more everyday reps here with the Cyclones. 1-2. Gill takes a strike. 3 called on the outside corner. Carr went back to that breaking ball that has served him well so far tonight. But Brooklyn does scratch one across on an RBI single from Wilfredo Lara. It's 1-0 Cyclones after 3 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Let's go to the fourth from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn ahead 1-0 on Hudson Valley here on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Douglas Orellana has only surrendered 2 base hits up until this point. Now he gets 5-6-7, and his first pitch is a called strike on a changeup to the lefty swinging Omar Martinez, 0-1. Orellana at 54 pitches now, his 0-1 up and away. Ball and a strike. 73 pitches for Orellana last time out when he took a no decision. 1-1. Swinging a high pop-up. Shallow center. Consuegra in. Shortstop Lugo back. It ends up being the left fielder Paz who calls for it and makes the shoulder high grab. One away. Orellana retires the leadoff man. Now Rafael Flores up. Bases empty and one away. Yeah, Orellana has had a couple of masterful performances so far here in 2024. Had a 10-strikeout game back on May 11th. Starts out Flores with a changeup low and outside. And it's 1-0. First Cyclone pitcher to hit the double-digit K mark since Robert Kalina a season ago. Called strike, and it is 1-1 on the heater from Orellana. September the 2nd was when Kalina hit the double-digit threshold last year. 1-1. Line drive, right field, base hit. Morabito in right, gets it in quickly, but it is a one-out single for Rafael Flores. His second time on bases tonight, walked his first time up. So a one-out base runner. Tying run on the base pads for the Renegades here, top four. And now Garrett Martin, first time up, hit into a 6-4-3 double play. Orellana's first pitch, swing and a foul ball. scooting towards the parking lot. Nothing and one. Martin did not play yesterday, but batting seventh and manning right field tonight for Nick Ortiz's crew. A one misses low, ball and a strike to Martin. Righty-righty matchup. Orellana, who goes four-seam, slider, curve, added that slider last year and saw a ton of success. 1-1. Misses below the zone. Two balls and one strike. Orellana works out of the stretch. He is set at the belt, wearing his blue, orange, and white alternate jersey. His 2-1 offering misses high, and it's 3-1. But Orellana, someone who really displayed brilliance with St. Lucie back in 2023. Sort of had some ebbs and flows, really as anybody does over the course of a full season. It is baseball after all. 3-1. Called strike on the inner half, and it's 3-2. Really had kind of a rough 4-5 week stretch to start the second half a season ago, but outside of that, was lights out. 3-2, runner bluffs, hit in the air, left field, chasing Paz back. He stops at the warning track and makes the catch just in front of the fence for out number two. Flores was halfway to second. He retreats, and there's two away for Josh Moylan. But Orellana cruising through the FSL so much so to a point where he picked up a Pitcher of the Month award in that circuit. And has seen that success translate over quite nicely here in Brooklyn. Two away, here's Josh Moylan. Takes a called strike, fastball outside corner, nothing in one. Orellana, not somebody who's going to dial it up like crazy as far as the velo goes. But that does not prevent him from piecing together strong outings. One offering is fouled away, and it's 0-2. Moylan has one of three Renegades hits tonight. Singled in the second. Made it up to second base, but no further than that. Not choking up here. Despite being behind 0-2, Orellana throw over to first. Checking on the runner Flores, who's back safely. Moylan right now in the midst of a 3-for-15 skid. Lefty batter awaiting an 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Just a bit outside, 1-2. That time 92 from Orellana. Yanks picking Moylan up post-draft last season out of East Carolina. 1-2. Misses low, and it scurries into the backstop. That allows Flores to take second base without a throw. So it's two balls, two strikes. 24 games with single-A Tampa for Moylan after he signed last season. Hit .241 across those 24 games to the tune of an OPS a little under 700. Here's a 2-2. Fouled back, and it stays at 2-2. It's maybe the most illuminated we've seen Luna Park all season up until this point. Warm Friday night, late May. More and more of those attractions will start to be open for longer hours, later hours. 2-2. Swinging a hard hit, grounder off a couple of hops. Tilly in at second, collects, and throws over to first to retire the side. So a one-out single, that's all that Hudson Valley musters in the fourth. No runs on a hit and one left. At the end of three and a half, it's 1-0 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
One nothing Cyclones, bottom four coming up from Maimonides Park. It'll be the bottom third of the Brooklyn batting order to face Kyle Carr, Hudson Valley starter, who was allowed just the one run on four hits. Came in the bottom of the third on an RBI single from Wilfredo Lara. Jeffrey De Los Santos to get it started here, bottom four. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch, a flare into left field, sinking, base hit. In front of Avina, who had no play. Jeffrey De Los Santos, first pitch swinging, and it pays off. Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the second straight frame. So De Los Santos, who went 1-for-3 yesterday, collects yet another base hit. That pushes his hitting streak to 7 games. Chris Suero next. One on, nobody out. Pitch. Suero takes a curveball below the zone. 1-0. Renegades middle infield playing double play depth. A tandem of Cerna at short, Bibas at second. Healthy lead for De Los Santos. 1-0 misses badly away. In the lefty batter's box that time to the righty hitting Suero. And it's 2-0. So Kyle Carr, considering his ERA of 6.5 coming into play today, has been solid thus far. 2-0, found back towards us, over our heads and onto the roof. And it's 2-1. The dreaded Tommy John surgery for Carr back in October of 2020. Started out at the University of San Diego, but like you say earlier, Justin, dealt with plethora of injuries over the course of his career there. Throw over to check on the runner. De Los Santos is back safely. Also told the San Diego Union-Tribune that sort of let his schoolwork slip as well, which didn't make things any easier, an already frustrating situation. The southpaw is set at the stomach, 2-1. Called strike, inner half. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes, so transfers to Palomar, where he, again, reportedly hit as high up as 97 on the radar gun. Hasn't been the case for him this year. More around 91, 92 with the fastball. Time called. Home plate umpire Jared Neal popped up quickly to signal to Carr that the batter Suero asked for time. Carr was slated to continue that collegiate career at TCU this season. For the Yanks, took him. 2-2, hit in the air, very high, not very deep though. Avina, the left fielder, charging in towards the line, gets there in time to make the catch. So one on and one away. Suero retired, and now the number 9 batter, Karell Paz. 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout.
Carr, not a huge swing and miss guy. Only the 3 strikeouts so far tonight. Only 22 through 26 innings when he woke up this morning. Now he gets paused for the second time tonight, but before he issues a pitch, just steps off. Now toes the slab. Ready to go. Paz swings and misses. Threw a breaking ball. 0-1. Well, here's the benefit of being a southpaw if you're Carr. Runner De Los Santos off of first base in his direct line of sight as he comes set. Stares him down. 0-1. Sharply hit line drive right center, and it falls for a base hit. Cut off by the right fielder, Martin. That prevents De Los Santos from getting any further than second. But the second single of the frame for the Cyclones. They have runners on first and second base with only one out. As we go back to the top for Nick Morabito, who scored Brooklyn's only run.
He has 6 hits already tonight for Brooklyn offensively. Trying to find a way to make more of those hits stand up here, trying to extend this one-run lead.
Game 4 of this 6-game set. Brooklyn winners on Tuesday and Wednesday before suffering a 13-run defeat last night, 16-3. Renegades had 18 hits in that ball game. Time called. And the catcher Flores wants to have a chat with his battery-made Carr. Hudson Valley's bullpen starting to see some action, Bruce. Some tossing going on down the left field line. So perhaps this conversation, a tactical one, to try to buy some time for whoever that appears to be left-hander is that is throwing down the left field line.
I imagine that's Joel Valdez. Doesn't have his uniform top on. Looks like he's got a long sleeve shirt on over it. I'd have to imagine that the southpaw starting to get loosened up a little bit. Carr at 65 pitches. Season high up around in the mid-80s, though.
So certainly has more gas in the tank. Question becomes, how long is the leash, considering this particular scenario? 2 on, 1 away, first pitch. Morabito takes down and in, 1-0. Mentioned those 16 runs for the Renegades on 18 hits last night. That's not even their season high as far as hits go. Hudson Valley did have a 19-hit game, if you can believe it, back on April the 30th in Wilmington. 1-0. Morabito takes inside yet again. 2 balls and no strikes. Nick 1-for-2 tonight. Ground out in the first. Single in the third. Wilfredo Lara brought him home on an RBI single. Lefty arm working on the righty bat. Here's a 2-0. Morabito takes down and in yet again, and it's 3-0. Well, Nick, certainly not a hitter who is going to do you any favors as far as swinging and missing at pitches outside the zone. Plenty of plate discipline, a high on-base guy. Ahead here, 3-0. Here it comes. Morabito taking all the way, ball 4. So De Los Santos and Paz each up 90 feet. 4-pitch walk to Morabito. That's not going to help Carr plead his case for remaining in this ball game. But for the time being, nobody out of the Renegades dugout on the third base side. So now, Stanley Consuegra in. Nowhere to put him. Brooklyn center fielder at 197 this season. Was frustrated earlier tonight on a called strike 3. Exchanging some words with the home plate umpire, Jared Neal. Time called on a pitch clock reset. Big spot in this ball game. Infield in. Play is to home. First pitch, Consuegra hits it well. Left center field. It's gone.
grand slam, Stanley Consuegra. He clears the bases with some flair. And Brooklyn out in front. It is 5-0. Consuegra with a big time blast. 106 off the bat. And Brooklyn in front, 5-0.
And I got to give an assist on that home run to the public address announcer, Rick Rossetto, who texted us, I kid you not, maybe 2 seconds before the pitch, saying, Grand Slamly, question mark? And Grand Slamly indeed.
What a big-time knock for Consuegra. Ball one to Junior Tillian. Fourth home run of the season for Stanley. RBIs 14, 15, 16, and 17 as Tillian goes the other way and shoots it down the right field line. He's thinking two. He's going to. He slides in safely. Throw cut off. Back-to-back extra base hits. The grand slam from Consuegra. The double from Junior Tillian, brought to you by Barrel Smith Cocktails. Put the barrel on the ball. Spencer Medick, Hudson Valley pitching coach, jogging quickly out of the Renegades dugout. A little surprised, to be honest, that they didn't pull the plug on Carr after the Consuegra home run, particularly with Valdez, who had been warming for a couple of batters up until that point.
Yeah, it looks like he's warming. He's throwing from the rubber, but has a long sleeve shirt on over his uniform. So it's one of those situations you can't really tell if he's actually warming up to come into the ball game or just getting in some work to prepare for later on tonight. Has not pitched in this series, but nonetheless seems like the wheels starting to fall off the wagon a tad for Carr here in the fourth.
Well, last night it was Brooklyn who had to play come from behind to no avail. Now the Renegades will try to do that tonight, trailing 5-0. And Brooklyn threatening for more in the frame. William Lugo next, with Junior Tillian occupying second base. The pitch. Lugo swings and sends this one in the air to deep left field. Avina back at the track, moving to his right, makes the catch on the warning track. And a quick relay in to keep Tillian put at second. Lugo just missed it. Gave it a ride, but a little too much underneath. A very loud out number two.
Yeah, hit it hard, it hit it far, but that 45-degree launch angle didn't do him any favors.
So here is Wilfredo Lara, the man who brought in Brooklyn's first run tonight. Runner in scoring position for him. There are two outs, however. Pitch. Lara slices it foul, first base side, 0-1. Two trips to the plate. Two base knocks for the Brooklyn DH up until this point. Third straight inning, he's come to bat as well. Both his singles came in the second and the third, now up again in the fourth. Behind 0-1, and Carr still out there. This next pitch will be number 76, 0-1. Lara hits it high, right center field. Martin, the right fielder, in, makes the catch in the alleyway to retire the side. But not before Stanley Consuegra's grand slam makes this a 5-0 game in favor of the Mets affiliate. Let's go to the fifth. It is 5-0 Brooklyn. I'm Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Oh, Douglas Oriana certainly happy after Stanley Consuegra's grand slam. It's Brooklyn 5, Hudson Valley nothing. Here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. First pitch fouled back by Cole Gabrielson out of play in the count 0-1, 9-1-2. Two up for Hudson Valley in the fifth inning. Brooklyn now a 5-0 lead on the Stanley Consuegra grand slam. The 0-1, and Gabrielson into right center field. This one is trouble and will get down into the alleyway. Over to cut it off, Consuegra. Gabrielson will slow down at second and stops there with a leadoff double. So another extra base hit for Cole Gabrielson in this series. His third extra base hit out of five hits. That's three of his seven extra base hits on the season in this series. So back to the top of the order, and Jay Savina has walked and struck out tonight. Came over in the Jake Bowers trade in the offseason. Oriana at the belt, the first pitch. And Avina takes a letter high strike. And the count 0-1. Almost nightfall here on Coney Island. Beautiful night for baseball, though. Right now at the ballpark, 71 degrees. The 0-1. And this crushed in the air to left. Back on it is Paz to make the catch in front of the warning track. Bluffing a tag is Gabrielson, as his throw into third base forces him to retreat.
That ball was hit softer. Maybe there was a chance for Gabrielson to tag, but you combine the fact that it was hit to left with the fact that it was a frozen rope, and the choice was easy for Gabrielson to stay put.
So that brings up Jared Cerna, 1-for-2 with a base hit. Single to right in his first at-bat, ground out to second sharply in his last trip. Runner breaks for third, pitch down and in, and an easy steal of third base by Cole Gabrielson.
Yeah, he was halfway there by the time that pitch was released.
Stole that one on the pitcher, Oriana. And for Gabrielson, his third stolen base of the year and his first of the series. So the Renegades have a runner at third base with one out, as Cerna takes a breaking ball in the count even. Great to see Sandy the Seagull high atop Maimonides Park, getting ready for a giveaway in between innings. The 1-1, and Cerna taps it foul. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. Well, we went digging after the tough game last night for Brooklyn. Been a while since the Cyclones gave up 16 runs and 18 hits in the same game. 1-2, high, two balls and two strikes. The last time that happened, July the 5th, 2014. And our question today is, what future NBA champion was the starting pitcher for the opposing team that night? July 5th, 2014, as this dribbled foul. And the count 2-2. in that 18-2 loss for Brooklyn against Aberdeen. And you get bonus points, extra credit, if you can also name why July 5th, 2014 is a mighty important date in Cyclones history. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2. And Cerna takes a call. Strike three. Snapdragon on the outside corner. Big punch out for Orellana, but unfortunately he's going to fall one out shy of qualifying for a win here tonight. Gilbert Gomez is out of the dugout. Has not signaled yet to the Brooklyn bullpen. Orellana is up at around 80-some-odd pitches. But he has made the call. And Orellana's day done at 81 pitches, 4 2/3 shutout innings. And once again, Orellana will leave with a no decision. Cyclones making a call to the pen. Runner at third. Two out of the fifth. They lead 5-0 on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. Douglas Orellana's day done. And Joelmy Ramirez's day begins. He does inherit a runner on third base. That's Cole Gabrielson. The good news, though, for Ramirez is that there are two away as your B&B boss, fresh off a five-hit night last night, digs in.
Joelmy Ramirez, his first appearance since Sunday, a spot start. Did an amazing job in Brooklyn's win to close out the series against Bowling Green. But a tough task against Bibas. And he rips the first pitch fastball by him at 91. And the count 0-1. The number is for Joelmy, making his 11th appearance overall this year. 10th out of the bullpen. Between Brooklyn and St. Lucie, a 3.92 ERA, the 0-1. And this is a chopper to first. Picked up by Gill. Underhand flip to Ramirez, and Joelmy does his job and closes out a scoreless night for Douglas Orellana. So Douglas falls an out shy of qualifying for his first win of the season, but Orellana will depart tonight with his ERA down to a microscopic 1.06. Halfway through this one, it is 5-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
there's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight, inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
6-7-8, 2-0 for Brooklyn in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Kyle Carr back to the mound for Hudson Valley. Renegades trailing 5-0 as Mateo Gil serves one as a fan was walking right by the speed pitch. Didn't try to make the catch by the back railing towards the parking lot and just sort of sashayed out of the way. The 0-1. Outside a ball and a strike. Can't let a foul ball get in the way of an offering at the speed pitch. Carr fans that glove on his front hip as he gets the sign. Here's the lefties 1-1 and Gill out in front. A ball and two strikes. But our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Last night, Cyclones gave up 16 runs, 18 hits in a single ball game for the first time in about a decade. Last time it happened, an 18-2 loss to Aberdeen, July the 5th, 2014. But our question tonight is, what future NBA champion was the opposing starting pitcher that night as Gill lines one a deep left, and that one's over the head of Avina and off the fence. Mateo on his way to second, and he has his second double in as many days. That double from Mateo Gill calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. So Brooklyn a man in scoring position with nobody out for Jeffrey De Los Santos, 1-for-2 with a base hit. But what future NBA champion was the starting pitcher for Aberdeen that day? And bonus points if you can nail why July 5th, 2014 is important in Cyclones history. De Los Santos takes outside 1-0.
And yes, we did mean NBA champion, not World Series champion. Just in case there was any confusion.
Yes, indeed. Future NBA champion started that day for Aberdeen against Brooklyn as De Los Santos fouls it back. One ball and one strike. Brooklyn a run in the third, four in the fourth to have a 5-0 lead. Already more hits than they had last night. And still nobody out in the fifth. Looks like Valdez getting ready down the line for the Renegades. 1-1. Fastball outside, 2-1. Just 88 on the gun that time from Carr. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here in the fifth inning. Let you know what's going on this Friday night. Swing and a miss. Chase the slider, and the count even at 2-2. With the Mets right now, top of the sixth inning at home against the Giants. They have a 5-2 lead. J.D. Martinez, Mark Vientos, back-to-back home runs. That's got to feel somewhat cathartic for Mark Vientos. The 2-2. Check swing, ground ball back towards the mound. Carr looks to third, turns around to first and gets the out. Nice job by Carr fielding his position as Gill takes third. One down now for Chris Suero. But it's got to be cathartic for Vientos going back to back with a guy who was essentially signed to be his replacement on the Mets opening day roster. Nick Ortiz did motion to the bullpen, but now jogging out to the mound as Valdez emerges from that bullpen wall and will come in to relieve the southpaw Carr. Man at third, one out in the fifth. Brooklyn in front 5-0 on this Friday night. You're watching on Bally Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Call to the bullpen for the Renegades. Kyle Carr's day is done. He departs, a runner on third base. One out, Brooklyn leading 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Cyclones have 5 runs on 9 hits already in this ballgame. Now it's Joel Valdez on to face Chris Suero. Brooklyn's 8 batter trying to bring another home for the Clones.
So from one southpaw to another as Joel Valdez comes on to make his first appearance in the series for Hudson Valley, his second year with the Renegades. Man at third, infield in. First pitch to Suero is a called strike on the outside corner. Suero, an infield base hit, flied out to shallow left in his last at-bat. Carr still responsible for the runner over at third base. The 0-1 outside. And it's even a ball and a strike, Valdez. Last pitched on Saturday through a third of an inning. Tossed only 8 pitches. Last full appearance earned the save against Jersey Shore on the 16th of May with 2 1/3 shutout frames. Suero tied up inside with a breaking ball. 1-2. Valdez has had a big bounce back season, had an ERA north of 6 last year. This year, 1-0 mark, a 2.29 ERA, 2 saves. This is 11th appearance. 6 walks, 24 Ks in 19 and 2/3. Sets at the belt, 1-2, and Suero yanks it a foul ball. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates, you mentioned the Mets a 5-2 lead on the Giants. Christian Scott, 5 2/3 innings of one-run ball. Two-run ball, I should say. One, two. Way outside, all the way to the backstop. Hits off the padded fence, and Gill slides in feet first without a throw, and Brooklyn leads 6-0. Well, it wasn't much of a chance for Flores to make a play on that pitch. Fourth wild pitch of the year for Valdez. Closes the line for the starter, Kyle Carr. Final line for Carr tonight. But first, the 2-2 to Suero outside a full count. Carr, 4 1/3 innings, 6 runs all earned on 9 hits. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, did give up a home run. In total, 85 pitches, 53 strikes for Carr. The payoff, and Suero takes outside. So Chris aboard for the second time tonight with a walk. And one on, one out for Karel Paz. Final line for Douglas Orellana. I don't even know what to say anymore. You feel terrible. He's came out one out shy of a win tonight. But there's a silver lining for Orellana as he's pitching in the era where wins and losses not quite as important, especially for starting pitchers, as this foul back by Paz, 0-1. But Orellana, 4 2/3, no runs, 4 hits, did walk a season-high tying 3, but punched out 5, 81 pitches, 50 strikes, the ERA down to 1.06. You haven't kept an eye on him so far. It's time to start as a throwback to first, and they nearly got Suero. Looked like his knees buckled as Valdez went to make the throw. Brooklyn has scored at least one in each of the last three innings. The 0-1, and Paz takes inside. A ball and a strike. Paz a strikeout and a single to his name today. A Triple-A Syracuse right now playing on the road against Scranton Wilkes-Barre, Yankees affiliate. Syracuse trailing 7-2 as Paz takes a strike. Jose Iglesias a couple RBIs. Potentially the final rehab start for David Peterson. Went four innings, allowed three runs, two earned. Scattered seven hits, a walk, six strikeouts. But an ERA just a tad over one on rehab as Paz fouls it off the catcher. Still at 1-2. It'll be interesting to see what the Mets decide to do now that Peterson seemingly has made his final rehab start. Do they plug him into the rotation? Move Adrian Hauser back to the bullpen? Maybe slide Peterson into the bullpen because the Mets lacking some left-handed arms in the pen with Brooks Raley done for the year. Trying to add some help to Jake Diekman. As Paz takes up by the shoulders 2-2. So be something interesting to watch with what unfurls over the next 5 days. Fittingly, David Stearns, the head of the Mets front office, was on the air tonight with our good buddy Keith Radd and Howie Rose. A 2-2. Paz off the hand, softly hit. First base side of second, racing back to the second base bag for the fort with Serna. And they just beat Suero for the out. But now a bit of a concern as the trainer for Hudson Valley has come out to take a look at Rafael Flores. So it is a six unassisted fielder's choice, although Serna fielded it on the first base side of second. Flores talked about it earlier, left the game on Wednesday after that scary throw that hit him in the head. Also had a foul ball off the mask in the game. Clearly the training staff saw something that concerned them. Whatever Rafa told the training staff was enough for him to stay in the ballgame. So one on and two out for Nick Morabito. Nick been on base twice tonight, a single and a walk, and he takes in by the shoelaces. And the count 1-0. Double A Binghamton tonight in the organization. Right now, bottom of the eighth in Reading. They're tied at one against the Phillies affiliate. Wyatt Young, the former Cyclone, his fourth home run, the 1-0. Foul to the right, 1-1. Tyler Stewart, five innings, one run. Second straight start for Stu with nine or more strikeouts. And after a bit of a bumpy start for last year's ERA leader in the minor league, seems like Stu has started to hit his stride here in 2024. So throwback to the bag and Paz back standing. And they're going to call a balk. They say Valdez balked on that throw to first. And so give Paz second base.
Yeah, it did look a little awkward. Valdez, who was sort of held up for a prolonged amount of time, mid-wind, and then released the throw over to first. Whatever it was that caught the umpire's attention enough to garner that balk call.
So Brooklyn, a man in scoring position with one already in. As the 1-1 misses the inside corner, two balls and a strike. Trey McLaughlin threw two innings of perfect relief in that game. Only other game tonight, single A St. Lucie at home against Clearwater. Right now they trail 8-1. Ronald Hernandez, another RBI. The lefties 2-1. Morabito drills it deep towards the parachute jump. This one ticketed maybe for somebody's car on the other side of the first baseline.
Which, fittingly, is illuminated quite nicely tonight after our references to it on SNY, in which there were no LED lights. I would think those are LEDs to be found lit up.
You know what? I don't know if they're LEDs, LCDs, whatever. That popped in the air, first base side. First baseman Martinez able to squeeze it with both hands to end the inning. Well, maybe the parachute jump a little bit shy with the regional television game yesterday. A little more willing to show its colors on this Friday night. Brooklyn adds another run on the wild pitch. We head to the sixth. 6-0 in favor of the Clones on Valley Live.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
First full inning of relief tonight for Jewiltney Ramirez as we go to the sixth inning. 6-0, Brooklyn in front. Alongside Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us here from Maimonides Park. First pitch to Tyler Hardman, dribbled up the third base line. Tough play for a charging Lugo. Rather, De Los Santos in his throw to first. Not in time as Tyler Hardman legs out a base hit. That's his first this week with Hudson Valley. So the Renegades have the leadoff man on. Brings up Omar Martinez 0 for 2 tonight. A strikeout and a flyout to left. Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. We already have one correct answer. We'll give you the answer in full in the bottom of this sixth inning. Ramirez from the belt. Misses outside 1-0. But last night, Cyclones gave up 16 runs, 18 hits. First time that's happened in a game against Brooklyn in a decade. Last happened July 5th, 2014 against Aberdeen. A 1-0. And Martinez serves one down the left field line. That's going to stay fair for a base hit. Rounding second and holding there is Hardman. So a couple of seeing eye base hits to the left side from Hardman and Martinez. And the Renegades have two on and nobody out. Trying to chip away down six with Rafael Flores stepping in.
Yeah, well, Brooklyn learned the hard way last night. This is a Renegades lineup that can put up a crooked number in a flash. So just because you're operating with the luxury of a six-run lead, you don't want to let this thing linger all too much because Hudson Valley can certainly make you pay with the way some of their guys are swinging it right now.
Well, they had a five-run inning to start the game last night. And the first pitch, the righty batter at the letter is strike one. But our question tonight is, who was the starting pitcher for Aberdeen that day that went on to become an NBA champion? And why is July 5th, 2014 significant in Cyclones history? The 0-1 pulled foul. And the count 0-2. Give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. It's time called at home plate by the catcher Flores. Glad to see he stayed in the game after training staff took a look at him in the bottom of the fifth. Renegades, no runs, six hits, an error. Brooklyn, six runs on nine hits tonight. The 0-2. Anthony's got him looking. Flores bent his knees at the last second, almost trying to sell it as much as he could to the home plate umpire, Jared Neal. But Ramirez gets the call. And there's one away in the sixth. Brings up Garrett Martin. 0-2 tonight. Martin, a drafted free agent signee, started his college career at Oklahoma State. Runners start and stop as Martin taps it back past the mound, charging in De Los Santos. Jump throw to first, late. A slow developing play. And three weak base hits for Hudson Valley has loaded the bases with one out. You knew it would be trouble once that ball got underneath the glove of Ramirez. De Los Santos did a nice job cutting across. But Martin just barely able to beat it. And now the Renegades have a great opportunity with the bases loaded for Josh Moylan. 1-2 tonight. An infield base hit and a ground ball to second. And he takes high, 1-0. Great chance for Hudson Valley here in the sixth to pull themselves right back in the thick of it. It's the base umpire, John Forster, saying something in the direction of the Renegades' third base dugout.
I'm wondering if it has anything to do with the fact that he doesn't look to be entirely in the baseline.
As this fouled away, 1-1.
Almost standing, kind of three or four steps to the left of the left field line. Or at least he was, not anymore. We'll see if he does it again as he takes his lead, and kind of not as egregiously.
And Moylan fouls it away. 1-2 the count. Every time Hardman goes back to the bag, he's distinctly in fair territory. Runners take their leads. The 1-2 pitch and a foul ball off the glove of Suero, so Moylan stays in there. Cole Gabrielson, who's had himself a real nice series, waiting on deck for the Renegades. Three singles have the bases loaded here in the sixth against Joilmi Ramirez. The 1-2, breaking ball down the left field line, a foul ball. Ramirez was great in the game on Sunday against Bowling Green. Jonah Tong not going to make the start on 3 days rest, so Ramirez spot start. Three innings, one run, one hit, struck out four. As Moylan just takes outside, it's even. Ramirez rejoined Brooklyn from single A St. Lucie on the 13th of May. The 2-2. Low in the count, full. And now Ramirez in danger of walking in a run. Ramirez in Brooklyn's starting rotation at the tail end of last year. Made six starts during the stretch run as Moylan fouls it aside. Lengthy at bat here. Next pitch will be number nine in this at bat. Hardman at third, Martinez at second, Martin the runner at first. The payoff pitch. Up and inside, ball four, and the Renegades are on the board. A bases loaded walk to Ramirez. Or by Ramirez to Moylan. Makes it a 6-1 ball game. Moylan's 11th RBI. And now all of a sudden Hudson Valley has the tying run on deck.
Which makes it all the more frustrating for Ramirez, because you talk about that soft contact, really, which all three base hits were on, and then you combine it with a bases loaded walk. Not exactly the way you want to give up a run.
As Cole Gabrielson thought about it, and he went. Says the base umpire, John Forster, chased a fastball up at 93.
Essentially just a roundabout way of saying he's been unlucky here in the frame.
Certainly feels that way. The 0-1. in the dirt, down and away, 1-1. Not to mention that bang-bang play at first base with Martin hustling up the line. Thought that call might have gone either way. So Brooklyn's six-run lead down to 5, the 1-1. And it's a broken bat flare. Shallow right field coming on Morabito. Out is Mateo Gil, and what a catch by Mateo Gil in that Bermuda triangle and shallow right. You thought off the bat that was Morabito's baseball coming in. Second baseman Tillian out there as well, but Mateo Gil makes an incredible over-the-shoulder grab for the second out.
Not only that, but then the ability to square himself up and get it in quickly, right? Could have been very easy with the way his momentum was going, with how awkward that play was for him to take a couple of beats to get it in. Not the case. He recognized the urgency.
Made a good throw, too, as Jace Avina takes a strike. Avina 0 for 2 tonight. Walked his first time up. Since then, a strikeout looking in a line drive at the left fielder Paz. Bases remain loaded. Brooklyn leads 6-1. Wind up the 0-1. And that clearly crossed up. Suero was coming out of his crouch, then had to jump back down to keep it in front. It's 1-1. Suero, you could see with his hands motioning to Jawilme. Need you to settle down out there, my friend. Maybe going a little bit too fast. The 1-1. Hit on the ground is short. Fielded there on the backhand by Lugo. Throw to first in time. And nicely done by Ramirez to limit the damage in the inning. Just the one on the bases loaded walk as Hudson Valley leaves the bases full. One run, three hits, three left. 5.5 in the book, 6-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Brooklyn in front of Hudson Valley, 6-1 on this Friday night. So glad to have you with us here from Coney Island. Series continues tomorrow, final night game of the series. Also a reminder, fans, first 6 o'clock start on a Saturday night this year. 6 o'clock tomorrow right here at Maimonides Park. Felipe De La Cruz for Brooklyn. Josh Gross will get the ball for Hudson Valley for his high A debut as Consuegra tries to hold up, could not, says the home plate umpire. No balls and a strike. Stanley, Tillian, Lugo. Three due up. Consuegra's grand slam, the difference in the game right now. As he takes up and away, a ball and a strike. Consuegra now just two hits shot. Matching Alex Ramirez's all-time franchise record. Already hit his franchise leading 32nd tonight. The 1-1. Outside, two balls and a strike. A lot of guys on this Renegades roster acquired via trade. Valdez no different. Yankees acquired him from the Phillies back in November of 2021. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Slow breaking pitch down and in, and the count 2-2. Action once again down the line for Hudson Valley. Looks like a right-hander up and warming. Valdez, the only lefty available in the Renegade bullpen. This time called at home plate by Stanley. Well, Mets have added to their lead. Beat Alonso, a home run, makes it 6-2. Also good to see Edwin Diaz through a scoreless seventh inning in that ballgame, trying to get back on track. The 2-2. And Consuegra can't catch up to the fastball, strike three. So Valdez picks up the strikeout. His first of the night. One away for Junior Tillian, one for three with a double. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. We asked yesterday the first time the Cyclones had allowed 16 runs and 18 hits in a single game since July 5th, 2014, an 18-2 loss to the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Tillian takes outside, 1-0. Our question tonight was, who is the opposing starter that day for Aberdeen that would go on to become an NBA champion? And why is July 5th, 2014 significant in Cyclones history? Stillian takes up and away, 2-0. I know Johnny knows the answer because we talked about it a little bit in the office before we came upstairs to the press box today. The 2-0. Junior takes a strike, 2-1. We didn't talk about it with a man who correctly answered the question. So there was no cheating here, we promise. The 2-1. Tillian pulls it foul, 2-2. The starting pitcher for Aberdeen that day, as correctly answered by assistant general manager Billy Harner, none other than former Milwaukee Bucks NBA champion Pat Connaughton, out of Notre Dame, threw two perfect innings that day for Aberdeen, struck out three. The 2-2 outside. Count full. He was a top 30 prospect for the Orioles as a pitcher coming out of college. Remember seeing him pitch on the Cape. I honestly thought he was a better prospect as a baseball player than basketball player. As Tillian fouls it away. What do I know? Connaughton's still going and has an NBA ring. But why is July 5th, 2014 so significant in Cyclones history? Because that was the day that the Puffy Shirts made their debut on Coney Island at the first ever Seinfeld night. The 3-2 pitch popped in the air. Shallow right. Out is the second baseman, Bibas. But the right fielder, Martin, calls for it and makes the grab. Two away now in the sixth inning for William Lugo, who's 0-3. So that means coming up this summer, the 10th anniversary of the first ever Seinfeld night. There are a couple of future big leaguers in the lineup that day for the Cyclones. Ahmed Rosario at shortstop. And the man that was pictured in batting practice that day wearing the Puffy shirt, Tomas Nito. Lefty offers, and Lugo takes outside, 1-0. But of course, Seinfeld night on the horizon again. Here in 2024, coming up on, or in August, as Lugo takes a strike. And the count 1-1, not sure what the home plate umpire was looking at. Maybe might have been concerned something was up with Valdez with him jumping behind the mound. But Seinfeld night, Saturday, August the 10th this year. Get your tickets, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. 1-1. Called strike 1-2. We'll have special ticket offers, including guaranteed bobbleheads, parties in the backyard, a buffet up on our Brooklyn rooftop. Check it out. As Lugo crushes one. Deep down the left field line, hooking towards the pole, and that one's over the Xavier High School signage and gone. You can raise the apple this go-around for William Lugo. Got out of here in a hurry at 103 miles an hour. And just like that, Brooklyn gets the run back. It's 7-1. And Lugo clubbed that one pretty, pretty, pretty far.
103 off the bat as well. Gotta feel good for Lugo. Much like Consuegra, I'm sure the overall numbers not quite where they would want him to be, but that's going to help it out big time.
Lara takes outside 1-0. Consuegra, since last week against Bowling Green, has hit 3 home runs. For Lugo, he's clubbed 2, and those make up 5 of the 6 combined home runs between those two this year. So Lara takes outside 2-0. Junior Tillian also hit his first home run of the year in Bowling Green, so despite that bumpy beginning, losing the first 4 games, the 2-0 at the letters 2-1, maybe more importantly for Brooklyn, is it unlocked the power and the success at the plate of 3 key cogs in the middle of the Brooklyn lineup. Lara fouls it to the right, 2-2. But that might be the fastest we've seen a ball get out of this ballpark in 2024.
Certainly up there.
Just a laser beam that got out of here in a moment's notice. 2-2 on Lara with 2 out. The lefty offers way outside of the count full. Valdez really had to work. Next will be his 40th pitch of the night. Brooklyn's now scored at least 1 in each of the last 4 innings. And have regained that 6-run advantage. The payoff pitch. Lara on the ground is short. Scooped up by Serna. And he'll throw out Wilfredo to end the inning. But, as has been the case pretty much throughout the course of this week, some track last night, Brooklyn answering a punch from Hudson Valley with a haymaker of their own as William Lugo hooks one around the pole to give Brooklyn their 6-run lead back. We head to the 7th, 7-1 Cyclones.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Great to see the beautiful dance moves of the Surf Squad right along the third baseline, dressed in their best for prom night here at the ballpark. Johnny and I were a day early yesterday in our suits, but we're still ready for baseball on this Friday night, 7-1 Brooklyn as we head to the 7th. With Jared Serna to the plate, here's Johnny Gadamowicz with the play-by-play.
Yeah, 7-1, the Brooklyn lead. That was the final in the opener of this series back on Tuesday night. It's the score now as we go to the top of the 7th, and Joelmi Ramirez's first pitch is a fastball for a strike to Jared Serna, 2-3-4. Serna, Bibas, then Hardman, 3 in the frame. Another heater from Ramirez, that time 92 on the gun. And it is 0-2. Full night sky overhead. Light shining down. Glistening on the turf field below as Serna calls time. Working on a 1-for-3 night. Also has a swiped bag. 0-2. Misses upstairs. 3 pitches, 3 fastballs from Joelmi Ramirez. And it's 1-2
Yeah, this series has not necessarily had a ton of tightly contested contests as this 1-2 pitch rainbowed down the right field line, fell and out of play. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Fan makes a nice play off a couple of hops. And now everybody shifts their attention towards another 1-2 delivery. 7-1 score in Brooklyn's favor back on Tuesday. Hudson Valley 16-3 winners last night. Wave and a miss on a 1-2 breaking ball in the dirt. And Brooklyn will toss it around the infield as Joelmi Ramirez picks up a strikeout. His second of the night. One away and base is empty. Closest game of the series came in the matinee on Wednesday. That was a 3-1 Brooklyn win. First pitch. This is a little bit low to Bibas. One ball and no strikes. So Bibas, a polar opposite night compared to what he did 24 hours ago. Fouls back a 1-0 offering. And it's 1-1. 5-for-5. Five runs batted in. Scored three. Also walked once on Thursday night. Tonight, 0-4-3. Righty arm on the lefty bat. 1-1. Tucks itself on the inside corner. And it is one ball and two strikes. Infield slightly swung around to the right. 1-2. Misses outside. And it's 2-2. Playing the lefty Bibas to pull here. Third baseman Jeffrey De Los Santos well off that third baseline. Pitch misses downstairs, and the count now full. Three balls and two strikes. Brooklyn did most of its scoring in the bottom of the fourth. Payoff in there. Strike three called. 93 gas from Ramirez. Back-to-back punch outs. One swinging, one looking, and its base is empty, and two away.
Yeah, really the polar opposite of last night. Bibas 5-for-5, a plethora of different hits, and tonight 0-for-4 with outs in all different ways. Strikeout looking, strikeout swinging, ground out, fly out.
Couple of punches in the frame for Ramirez. He gets Tyler Hardman to go around on a check swing. Both of those strikeouts from Joelmi. Brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club is bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Ramirez's 0-1 offering. This is a little bit away. It's 1-1. Cyclones pitching has been stellar all season. 1-1, foul tip held. It's 1-2. Really, the starters in particular, even after yesterday's 16-3 loss where your Danny Ventura allowed six runs over two and a third, Brooklyn starting pitchers have an ERA of 2.87, lowest mark in the South Atlantic League. 1-2, Hardman chops it foul. Third base side, and it stays right there. Really impressive here at Maimonides Park as well. A 2.66 home ERA for those starters, as opposed to more than two full runs higher on the road at 4-7. 1-2 pitch. Down and away. Two balls and two strikes. But the Brooklyn pitcher is certainly taking advantage of the fact that, historically speaking, this has been a pitcher-friendly venue. 2-2. Rocketed in the air to left center field. Paz and Consuegra converge, and it's the left fielder Paz who makes the catch to retire the side. And 1-2-3, top seven for Joelmi Ramirez. Brooklyn leading 7-1. Stretch time on the boardwalk. We'll be right back on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Throw to the bullpen for Hudson Valley as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Matt Keating on to make his second appearance in the series. Final line for Joel Valdez tonight. Johnny, inning and two-thirds, a run, one hit. A walk, a strikeout. 40 pitches at 23 strikes, 6-7-8, due up for Brooklyn in the seventh.
Yeah, so this Hudson Valley bullpen that is thin to begin with goes to Keating now for his second time this series. He gets 6-7-8 in Brooklyn's lineup. In the bottom of the seventh, Brooklyn leading Hudson Valley 7-1 here from Maimonides Park. First pitch up coming to Mateo Gil. Here it comes. Gil takes outside 1-0. Scoreboard reads 2-0. I didn't see the home plate umpire Jared Neal issue any sort of pitch clock violation. So unless we miss something, I believe it's one ball and no strikes.
No, they did give one.
All right, so now it's 3-0.
Or at least that's according to game day, so. You know, you can't lie on there. Sort of like the internet.
3-0, the count on Mateo Gil. Brooklyn leading 7-1. Here it comes. Low ball four. So how about that? Matt Keating fresh into the ball game. Don't want to call it a four-pitch walk because it was really a three-pitch walk.
I was going to say, the old-fashioned three-pitch walk.
Yeah.
Right up there with the two-pitch strikeout.
So a runner on, nobody out for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Boy, really looks great to see the full Luna Park backdrop fully illuminated for, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Justin, first time this season, at least this late into the night, we've seen everything up and running since 2023. First pitch is a strike to Jeffrey De Los Santos. It was funny over the course of the first month or so of the season. It felt like the ride that was most often lit up when we got into the later hours of these night games was the flume, oddly enough, as De Los Santos swings and misses. It's nothing and two. And you remember, I don't need to tell you, Justin, I had my heavy winter jacket on for half of those nights. But sure enough, it was the flume. I'm not sure if it was fully functional, but at least it had those lights on. Not the case tonight, though, is the thunderbolt, the drop, the slingshot, even the Wonder Wheel looking out a little bit further. All lit up for everybody to see. 0-2. De Los Santos goes the other way, but hits it foul. And it stays 0-2.
Yeah, it makes sense. Memorial Day weekend. Everything out here on Coney Island starting to get into full swing. Memorial Day weekend, always the unofficial start of the summer. And it is about time for Coney Island to start Coney Islanding in the best way possible.
0-2. This is down and away, 1-2. Hope for our sake we don't have to worry too much about getting out of the parking lot.
Well, that's other part of getting into the summer months, bigger crowds.
More motorized vehicles. 1-2 upcoming. First, a check on the runner. Pickoff attempt. Gil back safely.
It was great seeing a whole swath of people on Wednesday afternoon during the Education Day game out on the Riegelman Boardwalk. Just starting to just smell like summer all around Maimonides Park.
1-2. Served on the ground. Foul to the right of the first base bag. It remains a ball with two strikes. particularly when the smell of sunscreen is involved, as it was on Wednesday.
That it was.
That is one of those signals. That
I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. My girlfriend, Missy, I left mine at home.
Me and you both. That's okay. We're working on our base tan. Although I don't do that very well. Usually it just turns into a burn. Hopefully we don't learn that the hard way too much this summer. 1-2, swing and a miss. De Los Santos down on strikes. Keating has his first punch out since coming on in relief. And there's one away. Sixth punch out of the night for Hudson Valley pitchers. Keating, the third arm used by the Renegades after Carr started. Carr's final line, not great. Won't lower that 6.49 ERA by much, if at all. In fact, yeah, it's going to rise just thinking about the math. 4 1/3, 6 earned on 9 hits. First pitch, a strike to Chris Suero. It's 0-1. So the frustration continues for a third-round pick by the Yankees. Carr in line for the loss as things stand right now. Would drop him to 0-3 as this 0-1 pitch, one hop, could be two. Shortstop Cerna to second for one, and the relay is indeed in time to retire the side on a 6-4-3. Seven down, two to go, perhaps one and a half to go, depending on how the rest of this plays out. Brooklyn leading 7-1 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer,
we got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my!
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Unfortunate news to report out of Flushing. The Giants have just pulled out in front of the Mets, 7-6, courtesy of a Patrick Bailey grand slam off Reed Garrett. So the Mets with work to do. Thankfully, the Cyclones not playing come from behind. They lead 7-1, Justin.
Well, that's unfortunate news out of Citi Field and squanders an opportunity for Christian Scott to pick up a victory. As Omar Martinez pulls it foul, 0-1. Martinez, Flores, Martin. 3-2 up for Hudson Valley in the eighth. The 0-1 Martinez down the line and left. Back into his right. Pots. And he'll track it down before the warning track for the first out of the eighth inning. One away for Rafael Flores. A reminder, fans, again, series continues tomorrow night. 6 o'clock first pitch. Gates open at 5. Baseball you can drink tomorrow. Get a game ticket plus 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzer, soft drinks, and more as this a tapper to short. Lugo the play in the hole, and he'll throw out Flores, two down. Felipe De La Cruz against Josh Gross tomorrow. Our coverage starting 5:45, but to get your tickets, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Mookie Wilson will be here on Sunday alongside his legacy catering company, serving up some barbecue in the backyard on Sunday as Garrett Martin will be pulled back for a pinch hitter. As Nelson Medina will come up to hit for him. Martin reinstated off the IL earlier in the week. Only played six innings in the game on Wednesday, so he'll come out in the eighth today as Medina takes high for ball one. Medina, only game he's played this week on Wednesday, went 0-for-2 with a walk and a stolen base. Hitting a .152 on the year as Ramirez misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Medina, no homers, 11 RBIs. Righty deals. It's a broken back ground ball to first. Picked up by Gill, underhand shovel to Ramirez. And they'll get the out at first to end the inning. So 1-2-3 goes Hudson Valley against Brooklyn in the eighth. Ramirez retires the side on six pitches. Head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's still 7-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Matt Keating back to the mound as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones looking to tack on some added insurance before the ninth. They lead 7-1. Renegades a run, 7 hits, an error. They have left 9. Brooklyn, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They have left 7. 9-1, 2-2 up for Brooklyn against Keating. Pause, and then back to the top with Morabito and Consuegra. Pause 1-for-3 with a base hit. And the first pitch is ganked towards the first base dugout off the railing. No balls and a strike. Keating, the right-hander, 3 innings on Tuesday. Gave up just 1 run. Former 9th-round pick out of USC. The 0-1 pitch, and Paz taps it behind the plate. Keating, 9th-round pick of the Yankees 2 years ago, was actually going to transfer to North Carolina before the Yankees took him and signed him. Keating not only was a two-way player to start his college career, that at Southeast Community College in Lincoln, Nebraska, as this skied third base side, reaching towards the netting, it was Moylan, but can't make the play. And Paz stays alive. 0-2 the count. Was a two-way player there at 404 before transferring to the Pac-12. Had a school record 19 home runs. Also stole 27 bases, so Keating, a very good athlete. But not only was he a pitcher and hitter during his high school and college days, but he was a power lifter back in high school at Creighton Prep. The 0-2, and Paz swings through a high fastball, strike 3. 93 up in the zone, and Matt Keating picks up another strikeout. He has 2 tonight. 1 out in the 8th inning for Nick Morabito, 1-for-3, has singled and walked in this ball game. take a look around the South Atlantic League here in the eighth inning. From the stretch, the first pitch. And Morabito chases a breaking ball 0-1. Asheville and Hickory playing a doubleheader. Asheville took game one 5-2. Scored four in the top of the seventh to win it. They trail Hickory in game two right now, 4-2 in the seventh. As Morabito off the end of the bat to short. Charging in Cerna, jump throw to first. And unable to squeeze it is Martinez. Morabito is safe. We'll see what they give this. Will be a hit or an error. But either way, Morabito is on with one out, and it will be an infield base hit for the Cyclones right fielder.
Another multi-hit game for Mr. Morabito.
Well, certainly would not have been a foregone conclusion had Cerna made that throw accurately or if Martinez made the pick. So one on, one out for Consuegra, who has walked and clubbed a grand slam. Back in Brooklyn's four on fourth as this one scalded to center. Diving headlong and unable to squeeze it as the center fielder Gabrielson gets up, throws to second, and they got the runner Morabito as he dove in there head first. And even with a six-run game, a chorus of boos raining down on the base umpire John Forster. Morabito is heading back to first base on that 106-mile-an-hour line drive. Center fielder got glove on it but could not squeeze it. You don't see that all that often. A fielder's choice at second base, 8-4. There's a throwback, and Consuegra dives in. Junior Tillian 1-for-4. And he swings and misses, no balls and a strike. Elsewhere in the league, it is final. Greensboro, a 5-0 win over Greenville. Team Brooklyn trying to keep pace with in the North Division. As Tillian takes a strike 0-2. Greensboro, a 5-0 winner. Michael Escoto. Sean Ross going deep in that ball game. As this a ground ball back up the middle. Backhanded on the third base side of second by Bibas. Jump throw to first in time to end the inning. What an incredible play by Bibas to his right from the other side of second. And that's the second time this series Junior Tillian has been robbed on a great play by a Hudson Valley middle infielder. For Brooklyn in the eighth, no runs, a hit, one left. We head to the ninth. Joelmi Ramirez trying to close it out. 7-1 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We go to the ninth inning. Under the lights of Coney Island, Brooklyn, a 7-1 lead over Hudson Valley. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Cyclones trying to take three of the first four in this series after losing by 13 last night as Josh Moylan takes the first pitch of the ninth inning high for ball one. Moylan will be followed by Gabrielson, then back to the top of the lineup in Avina. As a called strike to Moylan, makes it 1-1 as Moylan still staring back at the home plate umpire, Jared Neal. That's time called. Reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. 1-1, a swing and a miss, 1-2. Scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game five of this set tomorrow night. 1-2. And Moylan swings and misses. Chased the high fastball, tried to stop himself, but was too late. And there's one away for Joelmy Ramirez in the top of the ninth inning. Fourth strikeout tonight for Joelmy. One down for Cole Gabrielson has walked and doubled. Fly out to the first baseman his last time. Shows bunt, pulls back. Takes the slider outside, 1-0. Really one of the big differences in the game is the 1-0 in the air, first base side. Gill onto the warning track by the netting. Reaches out, almost snow-coned it, but couldn't hang on as it ends up on the top of that green railing right by that checkerboard fence. And the count even at one. Well, Ramirez gave up a run to Hudson Valley in the top of the sixth. Renegades had the bases loaded. Had the tying run on deck in a 6-1 game as Ramirez misses down. Joelmy able to limit the damage in that frame to one. Lugo answered with a home run in the bottom of the inning as this pulled foul 2-2. And right now the Cyclones on the precipice of holding the Renegades to one run for the third time in four games this week. 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Changed it up on him, down and in. 5 Ks for Joelmy, and the Cyclones one out away from victory. Last line of defense for Hudson Valley tonight, Jace Avina. 0-for-3 with a walk. That was his first time up since then. A strikeout, a line out to left, and a ground out. As this one hit sharply on the ground to short. Lugo Fields fired a first, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Douglas Orellana and Joelmy Ramirez combined to allow just one run tonight as Stanley Consuegra and William Lugo play long ball, and the Brooklyn Cyclones can celebrate a 7-1 victory on this Friday night. Well, we talked about it in the in-stadium pregame show, Johnny and I, that, well, a fireworks Friday night here on Coney Island. You're hoping for some in-game fireworks as well. A grand slam from Stanley, a laser beam of a solo shot from Lugo, and the Cyclones have taken three of the first four this week. We'll have two chances to earn a series victory tomorrow night and again on Sunday afternoon. We'll step aside. We come back. Recap report is next. Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 1. Cyclones a winner. You're watching on Valley Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. It's the happy recap tonight. Cyclones come away with a 7-1 win over the Renegades with the win. Brooklyn now 23-20 on the year. Hudson Valley dropping back down to 500 at 20-20 with the result here tonight as Brooklyn has taken three of the first four in this series. And with each passing game last night, looks more and more like an outlier. Yet take away the game on Thursday night, the Cyclones have outscored Hudson Valley 17-3 in the other games of the series. Hudson Valley outscored Brooklyn 16-3 in last night's game alone. So all in all, it's pretty even between the two sides this week. But Brooklyn, when they have won convincingly, and as has been the case for the Renegades, as we take you through the game that was here tonight. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley was Kyle Carr for the Renegades. Douglas Oriana for Brooklyn. And despite the leadoff walk to start the game at the top of the first, Renegades got runners to second and third in that first inning, but could not get a run across. Remained a scoreless game until the bottom of the third inning. Nick Morabito singled. Stanley Consuegra walked after a fielder's choice and a strikeout, two down. And Wilfredo Lara, the man at the plate, with a chance to give Brooklyn the lead. Helmet.
First pitch, Lara hits a line drive over the glove of a leaping shortstop, Bibas, and Brooklyn takes the lead. Morabito in to score. Wilfredo Lara, an RBI single to right center. And it's 1-0 Brooklyn here in the bottom of the third. Bibas at second, tried to time it up, but couldn't quite get enough hops underneath it. And Brooklyn out in front, 1-0.
So Wilfredo Lara delivered the early lead for Brooklyn. Stayed that way until the bottom of the fourth inning, and that's when the home run started rack up. Jeffrey De Los Santos singled to left. After Chris Suero flied out, Carell Paz singled. Nick Morabito walked to load the bases. And that brought up our player of the game, Stanley Consuegra, for what turned out to be our play of the night.
Big spot in this ballgame. Infield in. Play is to home. First pitch, Consuegra hits it well. Left center field. It's gone! Grand slam, Stanley Consuegra. He clears the bases with some flair. And Brooklyn out in front. It is 5-0.
Yes, Stanley Consuegra's fourth home run of the year, giving Brooklyn a 5-0 lead, the first grand slam of the season for the Cyclones as well. And so Brooklyn had some cushioning in the fifth. They would tack on another. Mateo Gil doubled, advanced to third on a Jeffrey De Los Santos ground out. And after a pitching change, a wild pitch scored him. So it was 6-0 in favor of Brooklyn. But in the top of the sixth, things got a little hairy against Juelmy Ramirez. Tyler Hardman, Omar Martinez reached on weak singles to start the inning. And after Rafael Flores struck out, Gary Martin singled to load the bases. Then Josh Moylan walked to force in a run, made it a 6-1 game. So all of a sudden, Renegades had a tying run on deck. But Cole Gabrielson popped out to first, and Jay Savina grounded out to short to end the inning. And kept it a 6-1 game, and then with the bases empty and two out in the bottom of the frame, Brooklyn added the finishing touches to their offensive barrage. On our Brooklyn rooftop, check it out. Lugo crushes one deep down the left field line, hooking towards the pole, and that one's over the Xavier High School signage and gone. You can raise the apple there. Yeah, you certainly could raise the apple there for William Lugo, his second home run of the year, a 103-mile-an-hour blur. Gave Brooklyn a 7-1 lead. They'd win by that final tonight. Winning pitcher, Joelmy Ramirez. He's now 1-1 in Brooklyn this year. 4 1/3 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, a walk. Struck out 5. The loss to Kyle Carr. He drops to 0-3. Gave up 6 runs, 9 hits, walked 2. Struck out 4 in 4 1/3 innings. Final line tonight. Hudson Valley, 1 run, 7 hits, an error. They left 9. Brooklyn, 7 runs, 11 hits. No errors, they left 8. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,970 here at Maimonides Park. And with a look around the South Atlantic League, the Mets organization, and beyond before the fireworks start firing, here's Johnny Gaudemos.
Yeah, we'll try to get this in real quick for you before those fireworks get underway. Everything final in the Sally League except for one game. We'll tell you about that one first. Jersey Shore and Aberdeen going toe-to-toe down in Maryland, and it is an 8-5 lead for Jersey Shore. The Blue Claws on top. Even though Aberdeen has 5 runs on 10 hits, it is Jersey Shore who has a 3-run lead through 7. Everything else final. Hickory and Asheville split a doubleheader. Asheville took game 1, 5-2. Hickory took game 2, 4-3. Greensboro shut out Greensville. Greenville. They improved to 25-18 on the season. Held the drive to only 1 hit. Greenville committed more errors than they had base hits tonight as Greensboro took it 5-0. Wilmington defeated Rome on the road 5-1. Emperors committed 4 errors in that ball game. And finally, Bowling Green shut out Winston-Salem on the road 2-0. The Hot Rods victorious. As far as the Mets affiliates are concerned on this Friday night, everything final at this point. We will work our way up, starting with St. Lucie. Unfortunately for St. Lucie down in the Florida State League, they were handled rather easily by Clearwater, an 8-1 victory for Clearwater on the road. Double-A Binghamton 2-1 winners today over Reading. Wilkin Ramos the win. Paul Gervais, his third save. So two former Cyclones getting involved for the Rumble Ponies. And in AAA, Syracuse fell to Scranton Wilkes-Barre 7-3. David Peterson suffering the loss. As far as the big league club is concerned, on this Friday night, it's been a seesaw battle between the Mets and the Giants. Right now, the Mets have runners on all three bases. They are juiced with one out and J.D. Martinez up to bat as the Mets trying to break through against Camilo Doval, one of the better closers in all of baseball, trying to slam the door shut. So get to WCBS, get to SNY if you want to catch the end of the Met game. They're in the bottom of the ninth, down one, bases loaded, and J.D. Martinez up to bat. But that does it for the check of our out-of-town scoreboard.
Thank you so much, Johnny. They're doing a great, it's almost Seinfeld night-esque determination of who's going to win our prom king and queen tonight here on Coney Island. King Henry doing a marvelous job down on the field. But our series continues tomorrow, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Gates open at 5. Felipe De La Cruz on the mound, 2-4, a 3.15 ERA. Josh Gross called up from Single-A Tampa. He will make his high-A debut. Again, Johnny and I on the airwaves, 5:45 with a pregame show leading up to the 6 o'clock first pitch right here on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. So we've named our prom king and queen tonight here on Coney Island. With that, we'll say so long from Coney Island. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park, especially everyone behind the scenes, Jamal Clark, Ricky Viola, Chris Rogers, everyone making things look so pretty on Bally Live tonight. And, of course, as always, for my partner, Johnny Gaudemos, I'm Justin Rock saying good night and so long from Maimonides Park. Again, your final tally, the Brooklyn Cyclones 7 and the Hudson Valley Renegades 1. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night for Game 5 of the 6-game series. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday, and so long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.